First of all, it was October, a rare month for boys. Full of cold winds, long nights, dark promises. Days get short, the shadows lengthen. The wind mourns in such a way you want to run forever through the fields. Because up ahead, 10,000 pumpkins lie waiting to be cut. It was the October of my 12th year when the seller of lightning rods came along the road toward Greentown, Illinois, sneaking glances over his shoulder. Somewhere not far back was a terrible storm. Even now, on those special autumn days when the air smells like smoke and the twilights are orange and ash gray, my mind goes back to Greentown, the place where I grew up. In my memory, I'm back on Main Street again, among the neighbors who gave me my first glimpses into the fearful needs of the human heart. The cigar store was owned by Mr. Tetley, a man obsessed with money.
Morning, Mr. Crosetti.
Mr. Crosetti, our barber, cut my hair 1,000 times, always talking about faraway ladies he would never know. I remember Ed the barman, yesterday's football hero, still haunted by 40-yard runs down the dark fields of his dreams. Our teacher was Miss Foley. We couldn't believe it, but folks said that once, before we were even born, she had been the most beautiful woman in town. And of course, I can still see Jim Nightshade, my best friend, my blood brother, my shadow.
Finished?
Yes, Miss Foley.
Then you may leave.
Thank you, Miss Foley.
Quietly. And let this be a lesson to both of you. I will not have whispering.
To clean your streets and wash away your troubles. So buy one of these lightning rods, good people. Some folks need special protection. I can sniff out which of your old homes is in danger. Some folks draw lightning to them as a cat sucks in a baby's breath.
But I suppose that this is really the story of my father. And that strange, leaf-whispery autumn, when his heart was suddenly too old and too tired and too full of yearning and regrets. And he didn't know what to do about it.
Hello, son.
You saw me.
Well, what can I find you that'll keep you awake all night? Let's see. Travels to the North Pole, Wild West, Zane Grey, huh?
I don't think so, Dad.
Well, I thought all boys liked adventure.
Well, I don't know. Do all fathers?
Mine sure does. He's in Africa right now, the Gold Coast of Africa. But he's coming back real soon, and he's bringing me a present.
He's bringing me a parrot. The letter said a green and yellow one, and a native spear, and a war drum,
out. Young Jim Nightshade, what can I find you? Something from the Arabian Nights now, full of magicians and monsters. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, Drums of Doom, the Saga of the Thunder Lizards.
No, thanks, Mr. Holloway. Something about headhunters. Well, they're my father's friends right now.
Look, who are you fooling? Your father doesn't ever write.
That's better than a father who's afraid
of... My father's not afraid of anything. He's just a bit old. That's all. Doesn't mean he's afraid. Doesn't it? Anyway, my father's here. Yours isn't coming back, is he? Not ever. One day, you'll see.
Shh. Listen. Can you hear?
What is it?
Listen, why don't you ever listen?
I am. Like music. Don't hear no music. Must be that old wind again.
Oh, do you live here about, boys?
These are our houses.
One of which, as I listen to it, has murmuring timbers. Can't you hear it? Who tells you? Tom Shury tells you. Your house is in need of protection.
Which house?
This one.
Yeah, it's his house.
How are your names, gentlemen?
Will Holloway. Jim Nightshade.
Well, Mr. Nightshade, sir, you just go right in and tell your father that Mr. Tom Fury of the Lightning Rods presents his compliments, and your house is in very urgent need of protection.
All right, I'll tell my father that. Jim, you want to say something, Will Holloway?
Will, what kept you so late? Your supper's ready.
Coming, Mom.
Later.
Yeah.
Is that you, Jim?
Yes, Mom.
Darling, can you get yourself something to eat out of the icebox? There's a ham in there. It's a peanut butter. Mother's just all tired out, darling. Jim, what are you doing? Cat got your toss?
Oh, we're buying a lightning rod, Mom.
Don't make jokes, please.
Well done. Now, which one will you have? This one's got old Chinese hen tracks on her. A rod invented to catch the sizzling lightning.
This one with the beetles on it. Like an Egyptian scarab.
Good boy. But once the lightning rod on the pyramids of Egypt, trained for 3,000 years to pitch the lightning back to the high heavens, then it's yours for... How much you got there, boy? It's yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Nightshade, sir.
Ever play the numbers, Mr. Holloway?
Me? No. Never take risks.
Well, you should, sir. One day I'm going to win that $100,000 number. And it won't be 10 cent cigars first then, Mr. Holloway. It'll be the big imported Havana specials rolled in the plump, smooth thighs of Cuban ladies.
Mr. Holloway! You can't smell it, can you?
Smell what?
Powder. Ladies' powder and perfume. Sweet smell of rustling petticoats. Smells to me like we're going to have visitors. Elegant visitors. Beautiful ladies.
You'll have to make do with the ladies you got here, Mr. Grissetti. We don't get any visitors in this town. Not in October. Or any other time of the year, come to that.
You know what you need, Mr. Holloway? A touch of Grissetti's color restorer. Make you feel years younger.
I wish it were that easy.
Did you see what Northwestern did last week? Northwestern, 20 seconds to go. They got the ball. He faced back for a pass. Oh. Touchdown! Wins by two.
Doc,
Charlie, do you have any idea what Northwestern's going to do this
now
week?
You remember your heart. Just one drink and one cigar.
Oh, come on now. You know what they're going to do? They're going to kill him. That's what they're going to do. Boy, I tell you, I wish I was out there to run, throw, tackle, touchdowns. I mean, there's nothing like it to smell that grass, to run on the field.
Ah, boy. You dumb.
Always was.
Yeah, Doc.
Wait a minute. To Northwestern.
Pretty big wind blowing today, huh, little boy? One of the stone lions blew off the library steps. Prowling around town now. Looking for some juicy, tender young Christian to eat, I don't wonder.
You got something there, Dad?
Huh? No.
Sad tonight, huh?
That's Will. Makes me feel so darn old. Should he ever play baseball with his son?
Baseball is not necessary. Not with a heart like yours. He'll forgive you that.
Maybe so. Restless. Must be a storm coming.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, come on.
No, it couldn't have been. Couldn't be a carnival, could it? Not in October. I mean, you never saw no scraps of paper, did you? Not about any carnival coming. Do they? Why?
I don't know. I guess it's the time when a lot of people die. Old people. I only met old people.
Old people. What about?
Oh, about when you're small. That picnic we took down by Indigo River. It looks so nice. I know you got a fright then.
I better get back to bed now. Mom wouldn't like us up this late. Talking. She'd say we gotta think of tomorrow. Nothing but a plain, ordinary old carnival.
No! It can't be! It can't be ordinary!
We just couldn't see it last night in the dark.
Go in?
No.
No?
Yes.
Those mirrors. Yes. They're like last night.
Miss Foley. Foley. You all right, Miss Foley?
Who knows, Miss Foley? You okay?
Jim, Will, my two whisperers. I'm all right now. Yes, of course I am. Silly. I must be tired out, I guess. Why, it's so bright in there. So beautiful. So strange. It must have dazed me. I don't quite remember. I must get home. My little nephew is arriving.
Is she ill?
Hell no. It must be a shock though, staring in all those mirrors. Especially if you have a face like that.
I can see your place of work, my good sir. And a red, white, and blue pole turning.
It's a miracle. Your eyes see everything.
Only I think there is something missing from your life. Something that could make you so happy. Ladies. You have lived here a long time without the scent of ladies' skin. They're waiting for you, my good sir. Call them.
Number two.
No, number two, that's me. That's it.
I wanted to talk. So it is, sir. So it is. No need to agitate yourself.
I wanted last. You don't know how
one
long.
One, sir. There's one. Two, three.
Number two.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. $1,000. And may I offer you a cigar, sir?
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
A genuine Havana special. Rolled for you on the smooth, plump thighs of Cuban beauty. And a free pass to our magnificent Ferris wheel. Compliments of the manager.
Oh, thank you. Oh, number two. Who would have
thought? There you go. Oh,
this is my lucky day. May I, Oh, this is my lucky day. I just won $1,000. And I have it here. And now I get to sit next to a, if I may say so, a very beautiful woman. It's a lucky day. And number two. I won a number two. Did you know that?
Yes.
Oh, how could you know it?
Step up, ladies and gentlemen. See the exotic dancers from the erotic...
Come on, Jim. You don't want to see this. Come on.
You've never seen before. These are dancers that will thrill you, kill you. They will bring you beyond the promised dreams.
Jim, come on.
Sorry, boys. Too young. Come back in 10 years.
Shut up.
Put them down, Mr. Cougar. Bring them back to Earth again. The sign says out of order, boys. I don't the teacher reading of this town's academy. Introductions all around. My name is Mr. Dark. I advise you to respect it.
Of Dark's Pandemonium Carnival?
Isn't he the brave one? show's over, boys. All that's fit for you to see. Why don't you come back later for free rides on these exotic animals? See all the fun at the fairground. What do you say? Go on. Come on, take them.
After it closes, they'll chuck us out. If they can't find us, they won't. Come on.
Late. Time to go about your work. Mr. Kruger.
She's gotten there with her. Don't you know, Will?
What are you playing at?
I want to warn Miss Foley.
Don't you lie to me, Jim. That's not what you want to do. You want to meet that thing. No! No, oh my gosh! Come on!
Land sakes, who is it? My two little whisperers?
We wanted to see if you were quite all right, Miss Foley. Yeah, we were kind of worried.
That's very considerate of you boys. I was just a little faint, I guess. Why don't you step inside? Come in, Will. Come in. My nephew Robert just arrived, and I've baked a whole batch of cookies. Come in. Robert?
I'd like you to meet my young nephew, Robert.
Miss Foley?
Swell. Hi, glad to meet you.
Miss Foley, we came to warn you.
Warn?
Yes. He won't be in school Monday. He's sick.
Oh?
Yep. See ya.
What you up to, Jim?
You touched his hand. His horrible devil's hand, and you touched it.
Oh, shh.
You stay right there and coming down. Come back here. Come back here this minute.
I'm going to call your mother.
Ah! Dad.
What's the trouble, boy?
Over. It's late.
Well,
we've already had our supper, but I'll fix you something real nice.
Okay.
You hungry?
No. It's all right, I guess. Jim?
Well, just now, you know, you seem kind of glad to see me.
Well, at least you weren't the,
I wasn't the devil, was that it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, about that picnic down by the Indigo River. Now, you sit, son. Sit. This is finished. Done with.
What?
Talk we were trying to have last night. It's one we should have had a long time ago. About that strong old current that swept you way out in the middle of the river. And I stood there and watched, tied to the riverbank and helpless. Because I had a dad who didn't think it was right to teach boys to swim. Well, there was a man standing drinking liquor out of a stone bottle on the other side of the river, and he dove in after you. Dove in without even taking his boots off and pulled you out of danger. I guess you must have been all 4 years old at the time.
I knew someone caught hold of me.
Someone who wasn't me. No one else knew who it was, but I did. It was Harry Nightshade's son, friend Jim's dad. A couple of years before, he lit off across the seas, was never seen in his town again. Mr. Nightshade did your father's work. Can't forgive myself for that. Or him either, I guess. But I'll tell you something, son. When you see the end of things coming close and staring at you, it's not what you've done that you regret. It's what you didn't do. And most of all, that afternoon at the river, when there was nothing I could do, Will. Blame my father, if you like. Blame me. We gotta stop blaming sometime.
I wish you could be happy.
Well, just tell me I'll live forever. Then I'll be happy.
Don't talk death. Someone will hear you and... Death.
Guess I kept you up kind of late. Up you go.
Do you want to come up this way?
I don't think so.
Because you're welcome.
No, I will finish my cigar.
I don't want to ditch you.
I gotta lock up, Will.
Why do boys always keep their windows open?
Warm blood.
Warm blood? That was your father's problem. What are you doing still awake?
Do I look like him? I mean, do I look like my father?
Too like. The day you leave home, my Harry will be dead forever.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, darling.
Yes, please. Please.
Back to the merry-go-round.
Oh, no, you ain't. He'll be there. That Mr. Cougar. Making himself so big and tall and strong that he'll kill us. Let go, let go, so help me. I'll remember this when I'm what? When I'm older, darn it, older.
You're older?
I didn't mean.
Oh, yes, you did. That darn merry-go-round could make Mr. Cougar younger. Why, you think you'd be older if you got on it and went the other way around. Is that what you figured out in your little mind, Jim Nightshade? You'd be 2 feet taller looking down at me You ditch me.
Just make certain they don't interfere in our work.
Oh, doom. Damnation. Death and destruction. Who tells you? Tell them Fury tells you.
Tell me when, you old fool. When is the lightning due?
I am Tom Fury. Did I take the name? No, sir. The name took me.
I must know. Lightning reveals our dark corners. Rain washes away our dust. Tell me when.
What color is lightning? Where does the thunder go when it dies?
Mr. Grissetti.
What tongue does the wind talk?
Mr. Catlin.
What country does the rain come from? Who knows?
Tom Fury knows.
If I show her to you, your bride, you will tell me when the storm is coming.
Beautiful than Pocahontas. And Helen of Troy.
You will tell me when the storm is coming. When comes the storm?
Oh, Tom Fury says the lightning shall jump the world and make men hop and skip like scalded cats.
You fool. Lightning shall make you hop and make you tell.
Oh, don't do.
When?
So is the lightning and the thunder!
Stop! Stop it!
Those boys, they've seen too much. Hunt them down and bring them back to me.
Mom, you butt mom me.
How dare you sneak out this late? I want no excuses. Now march right upstairs.
Just go up, son. You know, I never liked my father either, a lot of the time.
Was Grandpa a good man?
Everyone thought so.
He knew about evil.
Sure talked a lot about it.
Really, Neil?
We had devils for breakfast, lunch, and supper in our house.
I believe in devils. But if you're a good person, they can't hurt you, can they? Am I a good person?
I wouldn't count on your mother's answer right now, but I think you're... Yeah? I drank your milk, Dan. Maybe we'll talk tomorrow.
Dad?
Hmm?
Be careful, Dad. Something's going on.
Something?
Just be careful. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. go. A search. For us.
We can't go home. They follow us and kill our folks.
Hello.
Dad, they're after us.
Look, son, you come home.
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah, the bar is empty. First time in 20 years. Ed must have just taken off.
Do that? That's not like Ed.
I'm a stranger in this town. Perhaps you could help me. My name is Dark. I'm looking for two young boys.
Town's full of them.
Yes, no doubt, sir, no doubt. But these boys in particular, they're two of a kind. Much of a height. One tow-headed, the other black as pitch. You could take them for blood brothers.
What have they done?
Done, sir? Why, nothing wrong, surely. Now, they're two lucky lads who won prizes at the carnival. I merely wish to give them the valuable rewards that they so richly deserve. Can you help me?
Excuse me. See you, Doc.
Charlie.
Something, sir.
Folks around here all seem to be taking a holiday. Must be the carnival.
These boys I'm looking for. Perhaps you know them?
Won prizes, I think it said. Lucky fellas. Have a cigar?
No.
kids to miss out on their good fortune. Let me see. Yes, I know him well. His name's,
Yes?
Milton Blomquist. And that. Oh, that's Avery Johnson.
Yeah. Fine boy. Fine. Both of them quite a credit to this little town, if you want to know the truth.
I do want to know the truth, sir. And the truth is that you are lying. You see, I already have their names. I got them from a blind girl. Used to be a teacher hereabouts. A poor creature by the name of Foley. Will is the fair-haired. And Jim, the dark. Now, tell me, old man, what's your name?
Holloway, sir. Charles William Holloway.
Oh, yes. The town's librarian.
I have the honor, sir.
And have had for many years, I believe. All that time spent living only through other men's lives. Dreaming only other men's dreams. What a waste.
Sometimes a man can learn more from other men's dreams than he can from his own. Come visit me, sir, if you would wish to improve your education.
I will. And I may improve yours.
What the hell's going on? Come to the library tonight.
That's why they had the parade. So they could find us and kill us. And so, we had to hide because, well, who'd believe us?
I believe you.
You do? But we're not grown-ups.
That's why I believe you. Listen to this. Diary of my father, Charles Herbert Holloway, minister of this town. October 1891. We have had no good fortunes since there arrived here the autumn carnival. It seems strange to speak of such things in these enlightened days. A poor lame servant girl went to the fortune teller to inquire how she might run, her leg mended, and then she ran mad. It seems they destroy people by granting their dearest wishes, as has been the way of the devil since God created the world. Old folks of this town say they remember such a carnival of evil, visiting many autumns past in the days of their youth. The traveling people swore they would return some other autumn. Each time their visit ended with a most unusual storm.
Mr. Dark.
What?
I thought of something wicked this way comes.
Then rang the bells, both loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep.
The wrong will fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men.
It's 1,000 years to Christmas, Mr. Howard.
Wrong. It's here, in this library, tonight, and can't be spoiled.
Did Will and Jim bring it with them on the soles of their shoes? Then we shall have to scrape them. Will! Jim! Free rides on a merry-go-round! How'd you like to be king of the carnival, Jim? The ruler of the rides? How'd you like to be grown up, Jim? How would that feel, huh? Not to be looked down at. Not to be told to run away and play. To be trusted. To be feared. To know what grown-ups do behind locked doors when children are asleep. Come out to me, Jim. I'm the father you've been waiting for, my son.
I know who you are. You are the Autumn people. Where do you come from? The dust. Where do you go to? The grave.
Yes. We are the hungry ones. Your torments call us like dogs in the night. And we do feed. And feed well.
To stuff yourselves on other people's nightmares.
We butter our plain bread with delicious pain. So, you do understand a little.
You are known in this town. My father knew you.
Your father? The preacher? That half man?
He lived on goodness.
Tasteless fare. Funerals. Bad marriages. Lost loves. Lonely beds. That is our diet. We suck that misery and find it sweet. We search for more, always. We can smell young boys ulcerating to be men 1,000 miles off. And hear a middle-aged fool like you groaning with midnight despairs from halfway around the world. Your books cannot hurt me, old man. Yes, old. Because your heart is old. Listen to it. Tell me where the boys are hiding, and I can make you young again. I could turn your years back for you to, let's say, 30. Or speak, or you've missed it. Going. It's gone. 31. 32. Year of a man's prime. Loved by many women. You might still learn to swim. 32. Going. Gone. 33. 34. 35. Oh, 35. Time to father a family. Build a fortune. 35. A year when you could run up the stairs without panting for breath. 35. Gone. 36? 37? Where are they? 38? Here, your heart. Here, my count. 39. Now. 39. Fine, yeah. Still young. 39. Gone. Oh, oh, 40. 40. And here, your old, old heart. And is that the voice of green grass and sunshine? Sweet Eden's child, the innocent young Will?
22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 50, 52. You're lost!
You fool. Damn you.
A taste of death. So you will know it when it comes again. Soon. Time to go. Jim Nightshade. What a good, what a proper name for a carnival. Dark and Nightshade's Pandemonium Carnival. That's your name, Jim. Mr. Nightshade. Will then? Will? Your mother was at the carnival tonight. She rode the carousel. She went backwards and forwards until she was quite, quite mad. You should have heard the one single sound she made. Now, Jim. Jim, you're the clever one. You tell me where your friend is hiding, and I can guarantee you a very special reward. Now. Where would you be filed, I wonder? Under A for adventure? Or B for boys? J for Jim? Or N for Nightshade? H for Holloway? Or H for hidden? Fine new books. I'll enjoy cutting this one to pages.
Mom!
Seems I made a little mistake.
Must have been your mother, Jim, at the carnival.
Poor thing. What a tragedy. Still, you won't be needing her anymore. Look, you have a fine new mother now. Time to quiet these two chatterers. Time to still these two whisperers. Lose their tongues. Until I choose to find them again.
Quiet, you two chatterers. Still, you two whisperers.
And give him a brief taste of death, so that he may recognize it when it comes again.
times we're going to have, Jim. You and I. Dark and nightshade. Nightshade and dark. And Will. We'll ride him backwards, shall we? Turn him into a little baby. Plaything for our little friend here.
I was expecting somebody else. See, I have a message. I have a ticket. And
whatever the message is,
what are you doing?
Like to leave me and go home.
No, I have
go
to wait
home,
here for Harry.
I'm not... For God's sake,
no.
Go home. The man coming for you isn't your husband.
But they told me.
Not dead yet, Mr. Holloway. Come looking in my mirrors for another chance. Shall I help you find it? Would you know it if you saw it? Hear the mirror of dreams of beauty. Can Crosetti tell you of incredible loves he'd never lived? Over here. See, the mirror of riches beyond wishing, where Mr. Tetley is buried. Holloway, look. Look here for the great and famous. Ed, the barman hero of all the football years. All his cheering crowds gone. Here, the looking glass of pride and ruined vanity, where wars of time are fought and lost. And now this. This is your glass of darkness, Mr. Holloway. Its name, regret. Its sum, despair. Sights and sounds. Your failure as a father, and as a man. Your son hates you.
You've lost him.
He's mine.
And young Jim
Nightshade too.
Drown, Holloway.
Drown in your regrets.
Yeah!
you.
Let's make some run! For my father, being old was all right now. He had freed himself from the shadows and liberated our town. So I think he knew on that bright morning that he'd made a memory that would live as long as sons tell sons about fathers they love.